So we're going to continue this evening with Vanasham Dharma. We're going to continue this evening with Vanasham Dharma. There's nothing coming out. Yours should be as loud as mine, or mine should be softer, or yours should be louder, or something.
Moj bi moral biti glasnejši, njegov.
His is very soft, mine is very loud. Speak.
Govori. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Give him more.
Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Okay. Give me less. Less. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay, like that. So, we're going to actually begin with the gunas, because without understanding the gunas, we can't understand what Vanasham Dharma, how it's supposed to be working. So we'll do Bhagavad Gita class. We'll do Bhagavad Gita class at the same time as Vanasham Dharma class. Meaning that we'll speak on Bhagavad Gita from chapter
8.
Text number
5.
Too late for that.
Preprazen za to.
Oh, for him. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Chapter 14, number
5.
Chapter 14, number 5.
14:5.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, the three modes of material nature, text number 5. Sattvam rajastama iti guna prakriti sambhavaha nibadnati mahabaho dehe dehinam avyayam. Translation. Material nature consists of three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. When the eternal living entity comes in contact with material nature, Almighty Armed Arjuna, he becomes conditioned by these modes.
Materialno naravo sestavljajo tri gune, vrlina, strast in nevednost. Ko pride večno živo bitje v stik z njo, o Arjuna močnih rok, postane podložno tem gunam.
Purport. The living entity, because he is transcendental, has nothing to do with this material nature. Still, because he has become conditioned by the material world, he is acting under the spell of the three modes of material nature. Because the living entities have different kinds of bodies in terms of different aspects of nature, they are induced to act according to that nature. This is the cause of the varieties of happiness and distress.
Komentar. Živo bitje je transcendentalno in ima zato nič skupnega z materialno naravo, ker pa je pod vplivom materialnega sveta deluje po nareku trih materialnih gun. Živo bitje ima zaradi podložnosti različnim gunam različne telesa in so primorana delovati skladno z njihovo naravo. To je vzrok za raznolikost njihove sreče in nesreče.
Omiganate manandasa gananjana shalakai chakshin militamina tasmasi gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manabhisam stapitamina bhutale svayam rupakadamam darati svapadantikam. So when the Prabhupada is explaining here, the pure living entity has nothing to do with material energy.
kot Prabhupada to razlaga, živo bitje nima nič skupnega z energijo in materialne narave.
And that's always the case.
Tako je vedno.
But when we come to the material realm, we must adapt a body suitable for us to be able to function here.
In ko pridemo na materialni nivo, moramo dobiti telo, ki je primerno za naše delovanje tukaj.
So depending on the planet that we're on, we're given a suitable body for that planet.
Glede na to, na katerem planetu prebivamo, dobimo telo primerno za prebivanje na tem telesu, na tem planetu.
So, one can live on the sun planet and have a fiery body.
Kdor prebiva na soncu, ima telo iz ognja.
When we live on the earth planet, because the earth is composed of earth and water, we have a body composed of earth and water.
In ker živimo na zemljskem planetu, ima naše telo sestavljeno iz vode in zemlje.
Still, that's the gross physical material energy, and the subtle spiritual energy has to have a means of manipulating or controlling that material energy.
Grobo in materialno, grobo
sure?
Materialno in
no, then ask.
Yeah.
Okay. The living being is spiritual energy. And he's given a body of material energy. So it's difficult for him. He has have some way to connect with that material energy. The spiritual energy and the material energy have to have some way to connect.
Živo bitje ima telo iz materialne narave.
Everybody's coming late tonight. Let's pause. I'll get all the squeaking over. Oh, coming from Ayurveda class. Okay. We should have chanted a little more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there more behind you? Are you the last one?
A jeste zadnji.
Okay, all right. We'll get some more squeaking. Why are you sitting so far away? Why are you sitting so far away? Okay.
Slava Spala.
Okay, tonight we're going to speak about the gunas, the three modes of material nature. Which are very important. Which are very important.
Kar je zelo pomembno.
Haribo. Haribo. Hey, psst. Leave it alone. It's not important.
Ni pomembno.
Don't disturb the class. You're disturbing everybody over this.
Ne rabimo zamirati ostali.
The three modes of material nature are very important subject matter to understand because it's how the material world functions.
So,
we're reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, which is about the three modes of material nature, text number 5.
Ravno beremo 14. Poglavje Bhagavad Gita, ki je o gunah materialne narave, 5. vers.
Material nature consists of three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, or sattva, rajas, and tamas. When the eternal living entity comes in contact with material nature, he becomes conditioned by these gunas.
Spravi, materialna narava je sestavljena iz tri gun, vrline, strasti, nevednosti, sattva, rajasa in tamasa. In ko živo bitje pade v materialno naravo, je podložna tem trim gunam.
So, material, the gunas are, in one sense we can say the gunas are the material energy.
Gune so materialna energija.
Everything is, the whole material world is functioning under the influence of the three modes of material nature.
Cel materialni svet deluje pod vplivom tri gun materialne narave.
So we're explaining that the living being, when he comes to this material world, he's given a suitable body according to the planet that he's living on.
Omenili smo, da živo bitje, odvisno na katerem planetu živi, dobi primerno telo za prebivanje na tem planetu.
So he's the spiritual energy, the body is made of material energy, then there also is a need of an interface to connect the two, which is called the subtle material body.
Se pravi, živo bitje je duhovno in ima materialno telo, vmes pa mora biti subtilno telo, ki povezuje.
And this subtle material body is mind, intelligence and ego.
To subtilno materialno telo je inteligenca in ego.
And then, so then we have the physical body, we have the subtle body, and then we have ourselves, the spiritual energy, our consciousness.
Se pravi, imamo fizično telo, subtilno telo, imamo zavest sebe. Imamo zavest.
Okay, what?
The self, I don't know how to translate.
You can speak into the microphone.
I don't know how to translate the self.
Spirit soul.
The spirit soul. Duša.
Consciousness.
Consciousness. Zavest.
So we are consciousness, and we have this vehicle of material body.
Pravi, mi smo zavest, imamo to telo materialnega telesa.
And so the body acts as a filter to the consciousness.
Torej, telo deluje kot filter za zavest.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay. The body acts as a filter to the consciousness.
Yeah. Telo deluje kot zavest za telo deluje kot filter za zavest.
That sounds better. So the jiva, when he's put into a dog's body, the consciousness comes out bow wow.
Ko je jiva v telesu psa, potem njegova zavest pride ven kot bow wow.
Same consciousness in a cat's body comes out meow.
Ista zavest v mačjem telesu pride njegova zavest ven kot mjav.
Same consciousness put in a baby, in a human baby body comes out.
Ista zavest v telesu dojenčka pride ven kot we, we.
Same consciousness, but it's filtered according to the body.
Spravi, ista zavest, ampak je filtrirana glede na telo.
And then we see even a human being, as it develops, as the body develops, the consciousness expands more and more.
Tudi telo, ko se razvija, se tudi zavest razvija, se bolj in bolj.
So by the time one reaches maturity, approximately 20, 21 years of age, the full consciousness is manifest.
Ko pridemo, ko se telo razvija do tam 22. leta, se zavest popolnoma razvije.
And then, of course, we have more or less what we would call free will.
Imamo več ali manj pa svobodo volje.
We say more or less free will. Because it's actually we're conditioned souls, and so we act in a very predictable way.
Več ali manj svobodne volje pravimo zato, ker smo pogojena živa bitja in delujemo na predvidljiv način.
If you speak with a little more life, it'll help me. Okay?
Okay.
Just don't, yeah, just get into it. So, yeah, we apparently have free will, but Because we're conditioned by the qualities of material nature, we act in very predictable ways.
Se pravi, imamo svobodo volje, ampak ker delujemo, ker smo pogojeni, delujemo na predvidljiv način.
So here we're going to speak a little bit about the gunas and how they operate.
Govorili bomo o gunah in kako delujejo.
So we're going to read next text number 6. The mode of goodness, being purer than the others, is illuminating and it frees one from all sinful reactions. Those in that mode become conditioned by the sense of happiness and knowledge.
O brezgrišni, guna vrline, ki je čistejša od drugih gun, razsvetli živo bitje in ga osvobodi posledic vseh grehov. Dore pod vplivom te gune postane odvisen od sreče in znanja.
Text number 7. The mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings, so son of Kunti. And because of this, the embodied living entity is bound to material fruitive activity.
Verse 7. Guna strasti se porodi iz brezmejnih želja in koprnenja, o Kunti in sin, in pod njenim vplivom je otelešeno živo bitje prisiljeno delovati za materialne čutne užitke.
O son of Bharata, know that the mode of darkness, born of ignorance, is the delusion of all living entities. The results of this mode are madness, indolence, and sleep, which bind the conditioned soul.
Vedi, Bharata, potomec, da guna teme, porojena iz nevednosti, pahne vsa utelešena živa bitja v iluzijo. Posledice vpliva te gune so norost, lenost in spanje, ki zasužnijo pogojeno dušo.
So the way it works is that everything in material nature is influenced by the gunas, has some effect of the gunas.
Se pravi, kako to deluje, vse v tem materialnem svetu je pod vplivom teh tri gun materialne narave.
So time of day, early morning hours is sattva, middle day is rajas, and evening and night is tamas.
Tudi deli dneva, zjutraj je vrlina, opoldne je strast in zvečer je tamas.
So for beverages, coffee, tea, this is rajas, fruit juice, milk, this is sattva, and liquor, this is tamas.
In za pijače, kava, čaj, to je v rajasu, sadni napitki, to so vrlini, in alkoholne pijače, to so nevednosti.
So everything in material nature has its influence in gunas, and depending on how we contact the material energy, it's going to color or affect our consciousness.
Torej vse pod vplivom teh treh gun materialne narave in glede na to, kako smo pod njihovim vplivom, tako bo obarvalo našo zavest.
So in this way, the gunas, they filter the consciousness.
Torej gune filtrirajo naše zavest.
If we stay up all night, some people say, I'm a night person. They stay up all night and they go to sleep at 6 o'clock in the morning. Or 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Sleep all day.
Se pravi, nekateri pravijo, da so nočni ptiči in zvečer ne grejo spat, celo noč ponočujejo in grejo zjutraj ob 6 spat.
So these people, they're cultivating tamogun.
Torej oni kultivirajo tamoguno.
Of course, the influence is not as prominent as if one were drinking liquor all night.
Vpliv ni isti, če pijemo pijačo celo noč, alkohol.
What? Is that all? Did you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, you know, and there's a lot of people who do that. So we understand the conditioning. We become conditioned by how we associate with the material energy.
Razumemo, da smo pogojeni glede na to, kako delujemo v transvetu.
So basically, the gunas, the sattva, raises the consciousness, lifts one up, leads one to higher understanding.
Pravi sattva dvigne zavest, nas dvigne k višjemu razumevanju.
Yeah?
Yes.
Seems like something's missing. No? Slovenian is like shorthand. Huh? Okay. So tamas leads to degradation of the spiritual being to where he becomes increasingly foolish and ignorant.
In tamas je tisto, ki kar degradira živo bitje k nevednosti, k neumnosti, pa tak.
And then sattva, I'm sorry, rajas conditions ones to fruit of activity, wanting to increase and get more and more.
Rajas spodbudi živo bitje, da deluje za več, da hoče več in več.
So, those are the three main influences. Sattva takes one up, tamas takes one down, and rajas binds one to fruitive work.
Pravi, tak vplivajo na nas. Vrlina nas dviguje, rajas, vrlina nas dviguje, nevednost nas tlači dol in strast nas zaplete v delovanje.
And according to how we're conditioned by the gunas, we're going to act in predictable way.
Glede na to, kako smo pogojeni po tih gunah, tako bomo delovali na predvidljiv način.
Many years ago, when I was distributing books, for example, I could automatically tell when it was 5 o'clock by the way people would behave.
Ko sem delil knjige, sem avtomatično lahko vedel, da je ura 5, ko sem videl, kako se ljudje obnašajo.
The whole rest of the day, they respond very reasonably nicely, but at 5 o'clock, everybody starts saying, leave me alone, go away, I don't want any.
Čez dan so se lepo obnašali, ampak je bila ura 5, so postali nesramni, so govorili, pusti me pri miru, pojdi stran.
You still have that experience?
Is it still like izkušnje? That? Še vedno tako?
Yeah. Practically you don't even have to look at your watch. This is the gunas. The mode of ignorance comes into play and people change.
Ne rabiš niti gledati na uro, vidiš, kak gune delujejo, kak se ljudje spremenijo.
So, this is what conditioning. This is what conditioning means.
To je kaj pomeni to pogojenost.
Now, according to the gunas, let's say according to how we associate with the gunas, we develop. Let's say we could say different types of consciousness.
Glede na gune, razvijamo različne tipe zavesti. Glede na to, kako gune vpliva na nas, imamo različne tipe zavesti.
So Krishna explains this in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 13.
Where?
4:13. You don't have to turn to it.
Okay.
Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita 4:13.
Krishna razlaga to v 4:13.
Chaturvarnya maya shishtam gunam karma vibhagasaha. According to the modes of material nature, these four divisions of society are created by me. According to the four modes of material nature. The four divisions of human society are created by me.
So štiri različne štiri različni stanovi je ustvaril Krishna.
Is there somebody else that's better with translating?
Kdo bolje prevaja?
Okay. You're drafted. Please.
Upoklican si.
Thank you.
He lost his job.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so Krishna's created these four what are called varnas.
Torej Krishna je ustvaril te tako imenovane varne.
Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra.
Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra.
And the different varnas are compared to the different parts of the body.
In te različne varne se primerjajo z različnimi deli telesa.
That Brahmanas are the head, the Vaishya, the Kshatriya is the arms, Vaishya is the belly, the Shudra is the legs.
Torej, Brahmane so glava, Kshatriya so roke, Vaishya so trebuh in Shudre so noge.
So just like we know, there's different parts of the body, different, as Prabhupada said, departments, and they all have their function to perform.
Torej, tako kot vemo, telo ima različne dele telesa in Prabhupada pravi, so različni oddelki, a ne, v družbi.
And if they so you know, if they don't do their part well, then you have a problem.
In če nek del telesa ne dela svoj del pravilno, potem imamo problem.
So in Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, text 42-47, Krishna's explaining the nature or the activities of the different varnas.
Torej, v Bhagavad Giti Krishna razlaga v 18. poglavju, verzi 42-44, različne značilnosti različnih varen.
So, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work.
Mirnost, samovladanost, askeza, čistost, potrpljenje, poštenost, znanje, modrost in religioznost so lastnosti, s katerimi delujejo brahmane.
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the kshatriyas.
Junaštvo, moč, odločnost, iznajdljivost, pogum v bitki, velikodušnost in sposobnost vodenja so lastnosti, s katerimi delujejo kshatrije.
Farming, cow protection and trade are the natural work for the Vaishyas, and for the Sudras there is labor and service to others.
Kmetovanje, zaščita krav in trgovanje so dejavnosti, ki so v skladu z naravo Vaishi. Šudram pa sta namenjena fizično delo in služenje drugim.
Actually, the translation says business, but this is not correct.
Prevod pravi poslovanje, ne? Tako da prevod ni čist tukaj točen.
It's written like that to kind of communicate the modern idea of trade, which is business, but actually there's a distinct difference between trade and business.
Ta beseda trgovanje se je pač se tukaj pojavi zaradi tega, da bi bolj pač bila v skladu z sodobno pač idejo, ampak bolj pravilno bi bilo poslovanje.
So, the brahmanas are the head department.
Torej, brahmanas so oddelek glave.
And in this sloka, it doesn't say exactly what they do, it just basically gives their qualities.
In v tej šloki ni točno rečeno, kaj delajo, ampak našteje sam lastnosti.
Heroism, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, and so on. These are the qualities by which the brahmanas work.
Mirnost, samovladanost, askeza, čistost, potrpljenje, poštenost, znanje, modrost in religioznost so lastnosti, s katerimi delujejo brahmane.
And these are the important qualities that a person must have to in order to be able to function as a brahmana.
In to so pomembne lastnosti, katere mora človek imeti, če hoče delovati kot brahmana.
And if a person doesn't have those qualities, then they have no business doing the engagements of a brahmana.
In če oseba nima teh lastnosti, potem nima nobenega opravka s tem, da dela to, kar ne bi delal brahmane.
Close the book. It'll be better. Hare Krishna. The brahmanas, they're able to function like this because they're persons who are situated in sattvagun.
Torej brahmane so sposobni delovati tako, ker so pod vplivom gune vrline.
The kshatriyas, they have different activity, they have to do battle, they have to organize society, and so they need different qualities. So these are persons who are primarily functioning under the influence of rajagun.
In kshatriye, ker so ker delujejo ker upravljajo pač stvarmi in can you repeat, please?
Yeah. The kshatriyas, because they have different activity, they have to go to battle, they have to organize society. Therefore, they need different qualities.
In ker kshatrije imajo drugačne dejavnosti, a ne, morajo jeti v bitko, morajo organizirati stvari, in imajo za tega tudi drugačne lastnosti.
And these are persons who are influenced primarily by rajas.
In te, to so osebe, ki so pod vplivom, največ pod vplivom rajasa.
And then the vaishyas, these are persons who have the ability to take what nature is given and turn it into something useful for human society.
In vaishye imajo sposobnost, da vzamejo pač stvari iz narave in jih in se okoristijo z njimi.
Why is it so difficult for translation tonight?
Zakaj težko?
Yeah, okay. I don't think I'm doing anything too different from what I usually do. Anyway, I'll try. Will that be helpful?
Yes.
There's a lot of ums, and, so you're not sure somehow of. So, different types of people, they do different functions.
Različne vrste ljudi upravljajo različna dela.
Let me, we have a tendency to think like this, that there's four varnas and everybody falls neatly into one category or another.
Imamo nagnjene, da imamo predstavo v tem, da obstajajo štiri varne in vsak more spadati pod ločeno varno.
But it doesn't work like that.
Ampak tako ta stvar ne deluje.
Let me use an anecdote to explain how the difference between the different varnas.
Povedal bom anekdoto, da kar razlaga to delovanje varn.
So let's imagine that we have a young man, he goes, he needs a job and he goes to a construction site.
Torej, vzemamo na primer človeka, ki gre na gradbišče, pač tam ima svoje delo.
He asked, do you have anything to do? I can do. And the man, the boss says, what is your qualification? He says, I have strong arms and strong legs.
In tam vpraša za delo, ne, kaj bi lahko delal. In ta šef ga vpraša, kakšne so njegove sposobnosti, ne, in ta človek, ne, reče, da ima močne roke, močne noge.
And so, yeah, the fellow says, yeah, carry that wood from here to over there, and after that dig a hole over here.
In ta šef reče, najprej to stvar primi in odnesi na uno stran, in potem tukaj izkopli lukno.
So our young man, he gets a job, he starts working, he's doing sudo work, labor.
Mm-hmm. In ta človek začne delati tam in dobiva delo, ki je značilno za šudre.
So let's say our young fellow is pretty smart. And after a while, he's looking around and he decides he wants to be a carpenter.
In recimo, da je ta človek zelo pameten, ne, in čez čas razmišlja, da bi se upravljal službo tesarja.
So he has to get basic training, how to cut a straight line, how to hammer nails.
In mora iti skozi določeno urjenje, a ne kako zabijati žeblje.
And so he's smart, so he picks that up. And pretty soon he knows what to do, first, second and third.
In ker je zelo pameten, se čez čas vse te naloge pač tesarja nauči.
And so he becomes a foreman on the job.
In čez čas postane strokovnjak na tem delu, pri tem delu.
Okay. You know the translation, foreman? Anyway, he's directing the work of others.
Ha, postane nadzornik dela drugih.
So, he's still doing sudra work, but he's not specifically just a sudra, he's also directing the activity of others.
Še zmeraj dela delo, ki je značilno za šudre, ampak je na višjem položaju, a ne upravlja z drugimi.
So after a while, then he decides, well, I can build a house. I've learned so much. So he gets a loan from the bank and he starts build his own house.
In čez čas ugotavlja, da lahko bi si sam zgradil hišo in si vzame posojilo od banke in začne s delom.
And so now he's engaging other people how to work. He's instructing them what to do.
In zdaj druge ljudi vključuje v delo in jim govori, kaj morajo delati.
Now he's acting as a vaisya.
In zdaj deluje kot vaisya.
So a vaisya is a person who's directing the activities of other people.
Torej vaisya je človek, ki nadzoruje delo drugih ljudi.
But he's building one house. He's a little vaisya.
Ampak dela eno hišo. On je majhen vaisya.
But he keeps at it, and pretty soon he becomes what's called a developer. He's going to develop a whole community of 200 houses.
In s časom to povečuje, a ne svojo dejavnost, in začne delati več hiš.
And so now he's hiring a lot of people.
In zdaj najema več ljudi.
He's still a vaisya.
Še zmeraj je vaša.
But the scale of his activity is very different.
Ampak veščina njegovega dela je drugačna.
And after doing a few of these large construction projects, he has to get involved politically in order to get done what he needs to get done.
In čez čas, ko se ukvarja s temi večjimi gradbenimi posli, a ne, se pač vključuje v politiko.
And after some time of that, he decides, okay, he's going to become a mayor. He's going to run for mayor. He gets elected to be the mayor.
In čez čas se odloči, da bi kandidiral za župana in je izvoljen.
And now, as a mayor, he not only looks at what's being built, but he has to think about the schools and the roads and the commerce, you know, business and so on.
In zdaj ni samo vključen v gradnjo hiš, ampak tudi šol in cest in drugi stvari.
So the scope of his activity is much greater.
Torej, polje njegovega delovanja je več.
So as we go from sudra to the higher varnas, there's increasing ability required.
In ko gremo od varne šudre do kšatrije oziroma višjih varen se poveča te možnosti, te sposobnosti vedno več sposobnosti mora človek imeti.
There's increasing ability required.
Vedno več mora imeti človek sposobnosti.
Increasing responsibility required.
Poveča se tudi stopnja odgovornosti.
And ability to work with a longer time horizon.
In zmožnost delovanja na daljše proge.
A Suda, he doesn't have to think about tomorrow. He just, the boss tells him what to do today, that's all he has to worry about.
Šudri ni treba razmišljati preveč za jutri. Šef mu samo reče, kaj mora danes narediti in to naredi.
And he thinks about himself or his family, that's all.
In razmišlja o sebi in o svoji družini, to je vse.
The Vaishya has to think about all the people he has working for them.
Vaishya pa mora razmišljati o vseh drugih ljudi, ki delajo pod njegovo upravo.
He has to have greater ability in terms of understanding what to do in the order in which it's done.
Mora imeti večje sposobnosti v smislu tega v redu, kako se stvari upravljajo.
And then he has to work with the time horizon maybe 2, 3, even maybe 5 years in advance.
In mora tudi delovati v sklopu večjem časovnem obdobju 2, 3 let naprej.
The Kshatriya, he's working with responsibility for the entire community.
Kshatriya pa upravlja z dolžnostmi celotne skupnosti.
He has to think about all those people and how everything's going to go on. He has to think about their education, business, how they're going to get their food.
Kshatriya pa mora razmišljati o vseh ljudeh, kako bojo se zaposlovali, kakšno bo njihovo izobraževanje, kako bo potekalo in vse te stvari.
So he has greater responsibility, he also has to have greater ability because he has to deal with so many different people.
Torej mora imeti večjo odgovornost nositi in mora tudi večje sposobnosti imeti, ne?
Okay.
The second part.
He has to deal with a lot of people.
Mora se ukvarjati z velikim številom ljudi.
So this is greater ability.
In zaradi tega rab več sposobnosti.
And then he has to work, he has to think about generations in the future, not 3 or 4 years. He has to think about next generation or 2 generations in the future.
In mora razmišljati za generacije naprej. Ne samo par let, ampak celotne generacije.
And then the Brahmana, he's thinking about next lifetime.
Brahmana pa razmišlja o naslednjih življenjih.
And he's dealing with not only the material needs of people, but the spiritual needs of people.
In se ne ukvarja samo z materialnimi potrebami ljudmi, ampak tudi duhovnimi.
So a person, it's not a matter just to say, you know, well, I want to be a Brahmana. The question is, what ability do we have as an individual, which determines what we are?
Torej, ni samo vprašanje o tem, hočem biti Brahmana. Vprašanje je tudi, kakšne so naše sposobnosti.
So, like that. This is the difference between the Varnas.
Torej, to so razlike med varnami.
Then, of course, for devotees, everybody wants to know, well, what's my varna?
In kar se tiče bhakt, ne, vsak hoče vedeti, kaj je moja varna.
And, of course, nobody wants to be a sudra, right? I'm not a sudra.
In seveda, noben hoče biti šudra. Jaz nisem šudra.
So the question is, actually, it's not a difficult question to get an answer for.
In to v bistvu ni težko vprašanje za dobiti odgovor.
And the answer is, what do you like to do?
Odgovor je, kaj rad počneš.
It's that simple.
Tako preprosto je.
Do you like to work with your hands?
Ali rad delaš s svojimi rokami?
Or use your body in some way,
ali uporabi daš uporabljal svoje telo na nek način.
This means cooking, playing music, decorating the deities, any kind of activity that one does with their body.
To pomeni kuhanje, okraševanje, božanstvo, kakršnakoli aktivnost, ki za katere se uporabljajo roke.
So, if that's what you like to do, that's what you should do.
Če to rad počneš, potem to bi moral to početi.
Krishna says everybody should follow their own path, even though they don't do it perfectly.
Krishna pravi, vsak bi moral slediti svojo pot, tudi če to ne dela popolno.
Because by following your path, by doing work according to your nature, you develop and grow.
S tem, ko slediš svojo pot in svojo naravo, ti osebno rasteš.
So working with the body is sudra and vaisha type of work.
Torej delo z telesom, to je delo za šudre in vajše.
Working with people, this is vaisha and kshatriya type of work.
Delo z ljudmi je značilno za vajše in kshatriya.
Are you a leader? Can you get along good with others? Can you communicate well?
Ali si vodja, ali se dobro razumeš z drugimi, komuniciraš?
Then you're vaisha or kshatriya perhaps.
In potem si mogoče vaisha ali kshatriya.
And do you like to do mental activity?
In ali rad počneš umske dejavnosti?
That's the work of the brahmana.
To so dejavnosti brahmana.
Now, the challenge is that everybody at this point in Kali Yuga is what we call Varna Sankara.
Torej, izziv je, da na tej točki v Kali Yugi smo vsi Varna Sankara.
Which means we're mixed Varnas.
Kar pomeni, da smo mešane Varne.
The Vedic culture has very specific rules for marriage, that the man and woman should be of the same caste, the same varna.
Torej, vedska kultura ima posebna pravila, da se varne ne mešajo, tisti, ki se poročajo, naj bi bili iste varne.
And ideally, if our forefathers would have done that, there would not be any confusion about what varna we are.
In če bi naši predniki to počeli, potem ne bi bilo za nas take zmede, glede na to, kakšno varno imamo.
But because they didn't follow those rules, therefore we are mixed varnas.
Ampak ker se niso držali teh pravil, smo mešana varna.
And so we may have some qualities of a sudra, some qualities of a brahmana, like this.
In zato imamo nekatere značilnosti brahmane, nekatere značilnosti šudre.
In any case, the point is that we should understand what our own nature is and what we like to do.
Poanta je v tem, da bi morali razumeti, kakšna je naša narava in kaj bi morali sploh početi.
And then we have the interaction between the varnas.
In potem imamo tudi odnose med varnami.
Now, in modern society, what's the interaction?
In v moderni družbi, kakšni so te odnosi?
I hire you and I pay you.
Jaz te zaposlim in ti plačam.
And you do what I say.
In ti delaš to, kar pravim.
That's the agreement.
To je dogovor.
And things work on that basis.
In stvari delajo na osnovi tega.
So whoever has the money, it's the golden rule. Whoever has the gold, they make the rules.
Torej, to je zlato pravilo, tako besedna igra. Tisti, ki ima zlato, tisti vlada.
But there's no responsibility outside of that relationship.
Ampak izven tega ni nobenih odgovornosti.
That's not the case in Vedic culture.
Ampak to ni v skladu z vedsko kulturo.
Vedic culture is one of mutual dependence.
Mutual
dependence.
What is this word.
I'm dependent on you, you're dependent on me. Dependence.
Aha. Torej, v vedskem sistemu pa je odnos vzajemnosti.
So that means we take care of each other.
To pomeni, da drug za drugega skrbimo.
There's no money concerned with that.
In potem ni govora o denarju.
So it's very different socially how things work in the Vanashram culture than modern society.
Zelo velika razlika je, kako stvari delujejo v Vanashrami družbi in v moderni družbi.
Okay, we'll stop there.
Okay, tukaj bomo končali.
Do you have any questions?
Imate kaj vprašanj?
Yeah.
What if you like to do everything?
Kaj pa če rad počneš vse?
For example, for me, I like to do everything.
Okay.
Na primer, jaz rad počnem vse.
So, in Vedic culture, in the Vanashram culture, you can do everything.
Torej, v vedski kulturi, v kulturi Vanashrame, ne moreš početi vsega.
In modern society we have this thing called a job which restricts the time that you have, right?
V sodobni družbi imamo to, kar se pravi služba, ki je omejena s časom.
Can you How do you do simultaneous translation? you're flawless. You go so quickly when you do simultaneous. Anyway, we have a job, and job takes 40 hours a week. Then we only have a small amount of time for other things.
Aha, torej imamo službo, ne, ki traja 40 ur na teden, in imamo zelo malo časa za druge stvari.
So, anyway, pick one.
Torej izberi eno.
You know, just pick one. You can make it your main activity, but then why not do the others too, whenever you can.
Lahko imaš nekaj za glavno dejavnost in potem ostale še dodaš.
There's no restriction.
Ni omejitve.
You do, the idea is you do the work that makes you happy.
Poanta je v tem, da opravljaš delo, ki te usrečuje.
Okay.
For example, I do my job because I'm good at it. But if I do some job for a long time, I got unsatisfied.
Yeah.
I like to try some other things.
Yeah. That's okay. Some people start things. That's all they do, right? They start businesses or something. Other people can run them. Different things. So people do different things. You just find out what makes you happy. You don't have to question, well, you know, the problem is modern society, I'm sorry.
Torej, Prabhu pravi, da rad dela pač to službo, ki upravlja, rad opravlja, je dober v tem. In ostalo sem pozabil, kaj je bilo.
He's tired.
What's the last, what did I say? I forgot. Huh?
What makes you happy?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Something else?
Torej, dela to, kar te osrečuje.
Si si pan štata ki? Si si gorni kaj ki?
Ja.
I was always curious that when we hear this story that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met this Brahmana that couldn't read. So that I couldn't put this together, you know. How come looks like, you know, he had, I know, the basic thing, I guess, for Brahmana would be, you know, to read and like that. So I don't know how to put this together.
What's the context? What Brahmanist meeting? When he was the Mai Pandit or when?
No, later. I think he was in South India and then there was this Brahmana who couldn't read, but he was crying, looking at Bhagavad Gita.
Was it a Brahmana?
Yes, it said it was a Brahmana that couldn't read.
Anyway, so, I don't know.
Yeah. So then I was thinking that, you know, maybe like even, you know, you have Vaishas or whatever, then some are like good and some are, but, you know, just,
yeah,
you know, not so okay. Good. Or
translate.
Something.
You translate.
Yeah, to vprašal sem, da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je v Južni Indiji srečal Brahmano, ki ni znal brat. Kako to dat, kako to potem dat skupaj? In druga stvar pa, da očitno včasih so, na primer, če imamo vajšje, so nekateri, ki so pač dobri vajši, nekateri pač slabši.
So, the thing is that he's got a microphone. Yeah, well, there's different qualities there. Everybody is, you know, there's good businessmen, bad businessmen, good carpenters, bad carpenters. That's natural. I see. Are you going to translate? Yes. Yeah.
Regarding his question, there is one devotee in South India, Nishkun devotee. I know he's my good friend. He doesn't know how to read the books. He's illiterate. But he's the best preacher. You know? When he preached the Krishna consciousness, he was such a success in his life. He preached so much in one prison. And what's happened? There was one in the prison, there was one man who was like in the jail. He was so inspired with him. He gave him to the land with some old temple. So then he established some Radha Krishna temple and he was like a big man, you know, it's very successful and very popular.
Okay.
That's the example. It's working.
Who's going to translate that?
Torej, poznam prijatelja iz Indije, ki je v bistvu nepismen, ampak je, ko je pridigal, ne, je bil pri tem zelo uspešen in še zvedno je uspešen. To je sam primer tega, da lahko tudi nekdo, ki je nepismen, ampak upravlja pač to. Brahmanske aktivnosti, nekaj v tem smislu.
Če to nekaj, pač, ker pridigal v zaporu tam, če najmo po Marksu, je bil en zapornik Tefenski Rena z njim, da mu je dal zemljo, če najmo nekaj boljša, en pa že prezgrajen, že prebjen ekstra tempo, pa so pa še in študira Rada Krišna Božanska, tako da mu je dal, da se lahko zelo zaporu, da se lahko zelo
Hari Bol.
Okay, where are we at? Did we answer your question?
Guril, that's my question. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that we like to do something doesn't mean we're perfect at it.
Torej dejstvo, da smo v nečem dobri, ne pomeni, da smo popolni v tem.
And that's exactly the point, that we should do it even if we're not perfect.
In to je v bistvu poanta, da bi še zmer mogel nekaj opravljati, to pač
vsem spodobno. Because human life is meant for growth.
Ker je človeško življenje namenjeno rasti.
So, it's just like a child. You see, a child, you know, especially they get to be about 3 or 4 years old, they want to do everything themselves because they need to learn.
Torej kot otroci, otroci ko odraščajo, želijo delati stvari samostojno, ker želijo rasti.
So it's the same thing all through life. We have to learn and grow. And so even though we don't do something perfectly, we learn by doing it.
In ista stvar je v življenju. Tudi če nekaj ne delamo popolno, ampak poskušamo in s tem raste.
Okay, something else? Wait, microphone.
I have a question. We hear in modern society a lot about this inspirational motivators, speakers saying that every success story it only maybe takes like 5 to 10% of talent and the rest is like hard work. So how to understand how we should be actually situated in our varna if we're if that's the case. But isn't it, you know, Krishna gave us certain talents, we're supposed to use it in his service, and that determines our varna, or it's more up to our hard work and acquiring certain abilities and qualities?
You translate.
Vprašala sem, da v modernem času so si ti motivatori, ki pravijo, da v bistvu zgodba o uspehu je sestavljena iz formule mogoče 5 do 10% talenta in 95% težkega dela. Kako razumeti, kako se pravilno situirati v varni, če nam je Krišna recimo dal določene talente, a ne jih v bistvu samo teh, te talente uporabimo za njegovo službo, ali je v bistvu na tem, da razvijamo s težkim delom določene kvalitete in v bistvu s tem tudi pridobivamo lastnosti in delamo lahko več različnih služb?
So, the answer is, these people are liars.
Okay. Odgovor je, da te ljudje so lažnjivci.
Why? I mean, generally these motivational speakers they're like in some multi-level marketing plan, right? Amway or Shackley or something like this.
Ponovadi so ti motivatori v nekem mrežnem marketingu.
And so they get in front of the crowd and they show up their check for 20,000 euros. See, I did it. You can do it too.
In so na neki veliki predstavitvi na odru pokažejo ček za 200,000 in rečejo, a, uspelo mi je, tudi vi lahko to naredite.
You get all excited and you fill up your house with soap.
In si zelo navdahnen in si napolnaš hišo z žajfami in spraški.
But you can't sell it, even though you work really hard.
Ampak ne moš tega nikakor prodati, čeprav zelo težko delaš.
In the multi-level marketing, in, how many people are successful? Something like less than 10% are actually successful.
In v teh mrežnih marketingih, koliko ljudi je res uspešnih, mogoče 10%?
So they're not, you know, they're, don't listen to these people. They don't understand things.
Ne njih poslušati, oni ne razumejo teh stvari.
They have the idea that everybody is equal.
Oni imajo idejo, da so vsi enaki.
Modern society, it's like it's a social crime, or it's not politically correct to say that people have different ability.
Ni politično korektno, da v moderni družbi rečejo, da imajo ljudje različne kvalificiranosti, sposobnosti.
But that's a fact. People have different ability.
Ampak to je dejstvo. Ljudje so različno sposobni.
And some can do it, some can't.
Nekateri lahko, nekateri ne morejo.
That's simple. Don't be misled by false promises.
Ne, vas ne zavedajo lažne obljube.
Yeah, I actually have a similar question. I have an uncle, and he's a businessman, but I think he likes doing it, but everything that he does fails. So, and he's been trying many, many times, but he always goes bankrupt, and his debt is just growing bigger. So, he's still doing it because I think he enjoys it.
Oh, good. What's the problem?
he's not really it's not really good for his for himself and his family. And
modern society, the whole thing is misdirected, right? It's based on false values. You have to translate.
Torej, vprašala sem, should I also translate my question?
Yeah.
Vprašala sem v bistvu, da mislim, imam strica, ki se loteva, v bistvu je biznismen, poslovnež. In v bistvu vse, česar se loti, propade in njegov dolg se samo veča in veča in s tem škodi sebi in družini. Odgovor pa je bil... da je v redu, če uživa. No. Sorry, what was your answer? I forgot.
Society has misdirected values.
Se pravi, družba ima napačne vrednote.
It's all about money.
Vse je o denarju.
Actually, in the Vedic culture, Vaishya means a person who can take something that nature gives, like land, and turn it into food.
V vedski kulturi je važno nekdo, ki lahko nekaj vzame iz narave in potem to transformira v nekaj uporabnega.
Or you can take a forest and turn it into houses.
Gost v hiše, recimo.
Now there's different levels of that also.
Različni nivoji tega so.
According to a person's ability.
Glede na sposobnosti.
So maybe one man, his ability is only to make boards, not houses.
Nekdo lahko dela deske na mesto hiše.
Okay, that's all right. So you can do that.
Okay, to redu, to lahko počne.
In the Vedic culture, there's kingdoms. Some kingdoms are very big, some are very small, depending on the ability of the king.
V vedskih kulturah so kraljestva in nekatere so večja, manjša glede na sposobnosti kralja.
But it's not based on money.
Ampak ni osnovano na denar.
All the activity of modern society is spoiled because it's focused just on money alone.
Vse te aktivnosti so v moderni družbi pokvarjene, ker so osnovane samo na denarju. Okay, thank you.
I have another question. I remember, I think it's in seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's also described how different varnas have different qualities.
And who has different qualities?
Different varnas.
Different, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And I remember one thing that it's actually required for Vaishyas to lie and to be tricksters.
I couldn't hear that.
That it's actually required for Vaishyas to lie and to be tricksters, you know, to be cheaters. Is that like true or?
It's not required.
I mean, it's part of their nature. That's what it says, I think.
Yeah, you could. That's a better way to put it.
Okay.
For you, I make no profit.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Okay.
They take this to extremes in India. They've perfected the art of not telling the truth.
Vprašala sem, kako mogoče prepoznati določeno varno po kvalitetah. Recimo v Srimad Bhagavatam je omenjeno, da so vajše recimo tako mačkam prilagodijo resnico. V bistvu so tako malo triksteri. In pravi v bistvu, da Nishvara Prabhu, da ni to zaželeno, da mora vajše goljufati, ampak je del v bistvu njihove narave in v Indiji šlo to mogoče do perfekcije. They perfected. V Indiji so to izpopolnili in rečejo mnogokrat, ja, za vas pa ne bom naredil nobenega profita in tako.
So there's a difference between just doing some business and following Varnashram culture.
In razlika je v bistvu med tem, če samo v bistvu se situiraš v določenem poslu ali pa če dejansko izvajaš Varnashrama dharmo.
If you're Varnashram culture.
Varnashrama kulturo.
Because if you know, if you're concerned about the spiritual side of things, then you're not going to cheat everybody and think that that's okay.
Če si zaskrbljen za duhovni aspekt stvari, potem se ne boš podal v goljufanje in mislil, da je to okay.
Okay, I think we should stop there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Tomorrow we'll speak about Varnashram Dharma more.
Jutri bomo govorili še več o Varnashrama Dharma.